This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, how to plan group trips that don't bust your budget or your friendships, when to book peak season trips without paying peak season prices, and more. So travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another weekly edition of the Quick Hits, the quick up-to-date points and miles and travel news. I'm your host, DeAndre Koch, and I think this is actually going to be a very, very short Quick Hits today. I'm actually recording this on Labor Day, and there's not a ton of news in the world of points and miles. The first thing I will jump in and say is, as today is September 1st, it does look like, at least for today, that the running payroll on credit card is available. Our Facebook Messenger chat has been pretty active this morning with people saying that they've been able to get their payroll on credit card processed. Again, it looks like the cards like the Business Gold, you're no longer going to get 4X for, like was available briefly in July. And I still believe that the Chase Business Preferred is not offering 3X. So still, we're at a stage where a card that earns 1.5 or 2X on your earnings is going to be the move to go towards. And that is especially if you know how to redeem your points for more than 2 cents of value per point or more. I personally right now am using my Hyatt credit card, not because it's getting me a ton of additional points or multipliers or anything like that, but because it is going to help me wrap up confirming Globalist again for this year. So I'm actually finding that the math works out pretty well. Again, I'm going to put all this together as we compile all the notes and research from other people that are in the Facebook group that have been providing some data points. Shout out to all of you guys. You've been super helpful. But for me right now, the Hyatt card, using that, just the personal one, I don't have the business Hyatt card. But what I'm finding is if I just using the round number of 10K, because I think it makes it easy. If I do a 10K charge on the Hyatt card, I do have the 3% fee, so paying $300. But I not only get 10,000 Hyatt points, I additionally get another 10,000 Hyatt points as a bonus because it's a 1X category bonus. And so I get the 10,000 plus another 10,000. So that's 20,000 Hyatt points, all for $300. And if you were to think about a one night stay in a category 1 through maybe 4 hotel and what the cost of that would be per night, and the value of 20,000 Hyatt points can get you, I think the math is actually going to shake out, especially if you add in the additional perks as being a globalist and other things. So that's kind of my thoughts right now. Again, I'm going to math this out a little bit more, get a little bit more analytical with it, but it's been what I have felt like a decent no-brainer just from the standpoint of Hyatt status. And just for you all that are in the Facebook group, we did split out the chats now. So if you were interested in joining the Facebook Messenger group and you were like, this is all about payroll and credit card, because that's most of what the chat activity was, and that really didn't pertain or interest you, no worries. We have a separate, specifically Zill Money payroll and credit card chat for anyone that's interested. And you don't have to get an invite. You don't have to DM me to get asked to get invited into the Facebook Messenger chat. If you are a member of the Facebook group, you have access to the Facebook Messenger chat. It will just be in your Messenger app through Facebook. Big news for JetBlue fans. You can now book Condor flights with JetBlue TrueBlue points. And the pricing is actually pretty solid. I think this is probably the most major news to come out as of this recording, at least for the past week. Condor's been rolling out a fleet of brand new A330-900neos, and their business class is seriously underrated. So we're talking lie-flat seats, 4K screens, and very solid catering. And until now, those seats were tough to book unless you had Alaska miles. Well, here's the deal. From the East Coast of Frankfurt, you're looking at just 19,000 points one way in economy, 34,000 points in premium economy, and only 54,000 points in business class, plus about $14 in taxes. So that's killer value, and the award space is way easier to find than on most European airlines. If you're coming from the West Coast, the pricing does jump. So 39,000 in economy and up to 99,000 points for business class. But there are a few quirks. For example, Portland to Frankfurt is only 79,900 points in business class, whereas Seattle and LA are closer to about 100,000 points for business class. And right now, Condor currently flies nonstop to Frankfurt from about a dozen U.S. and Canadian cities. So we've got New York, Boston, Miami, L.A., San Francisco, Seattle, Vegas, Portland, and even Anchorage. Not to mention, as well, there's Toronto, Vancouver, and Calgary. So the best part is that true blue points are super easy to get. You can transfer from Chase or Citi at 1-to-1. Amex and Capital One also work, just those ratios are not really as great. So Chase or Citi are going to be one of your biggest opportunities. And of course, with all the energy around the new Strata Elite card and then the refreshed Sapphire business and personal cards, there's a lot of points going or coming from Chase and Citi that a lot of people are earning right now. So this might be a redemption that wasn't on your radar that could make sense to put on your radar. So the bottom line here is that this new JetBlue Condor partnership gives you a brand new way to book Europe in style with points. And at just 54,000 points each way in business class from the East Coast, I do think it's probably one of the best new sweet spots out there for redemption. One thing I noticed at my bachelor party a few weeks ago is that a month ago, is that Vegas didn't seem as active or lively, especially at night, as I have seen before or heard of before. And I've been hearing a lot of things about how Vegas tourism is dropping off of a cliff right now. And I mention all this to say that I think if you're looking for a last minute getaway, this could be appealing if Vegas is your speed in one way or the other, because they've been hitting a summer slump. Their visitor numbers in June were down more than 11% from last year. Hotel occupancy is down 15%. And to turn things around, resorts are rolling out some pretty aggressive deals. Now, none of these are amazing points deals. This is more just travel news, but I think it can be beneficial if you're thinking of trying to grab something last minute. As an example, Resorts World is waiving resort fees through September 10th. They're slashing rates up to 40%, throwing in $75 resort credits and free parking. Sahara Las Vegas has an all-in promo with rooms at just $59 a night, no resort fees, plus perks like free upgrades, late checkout, and valet. Then downtown, you've got Circa is running a $400 two-night package that includes $200 in dining and drink credits, plus a free daybed reservation at Stadium Swim. And the Plaza Hotel is offering Vegas's only all-inclusive stay, starting at $125 per person per night with two meals, bottomless drinks, and no resort fees. And you also can find some pretty cheap flights as well. Not that Spirit is my go-to airline, but they have flights to Vegas round trip from Burbank for just $51. Frontier out of LAX for $63, San Francisco for $101, and even Dallas to Vegas under $100 this fall. I do think that this slump is going to ease up and things are going to probably pick back up once you've got NFL, NHL, and Formula One coming back in the fall. But again, as I've mentioned, you know, I think Vegas is rolling out a lot of real value if you're looking for some sort of last minute getaway. And that's it for this week, guys. Again, keeping this one short. Hope everyone has had a fantastic week. Hope everyone enjoyed their Labor Day weekend as well. And as always, we will catch you in the next episode. Take care.
Travel doesn't just happen when you get on a plane. I'm Pauline Frommer, and on the Frommer's Travel Show, we explore not just where to go, but how to bring travel into your everyday life through books, shows, and stories that shift your perspective, plus insights on smart destinations, timely trends, and interviews with the people shaping the way we explore. Find us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or voyescape.com.